Well, I've always been interested in movies. I've watched movies religiously ever since I was a kid, introduced through my mother. She grew up in she was born in the 50s, so she grew up through all French New Wave, all of that stuff. So she caught cinema as it was reaching its crest around the world, and she just opened me up to that world when I was
That's okay. You're spilling props there.
My lunch. All around the world.
But you're here in Biola in Mercer County. What brought you to this location for shooting?
What brought me here was just by chance. I was trying to make this movie many years ago. It's been 5 years ago. It was before COVID. I brought it up to my friends. I've been really getting this urge to do something big, something creative, something just, this is one of my life goals to do. And he said, well, at the time we were, just right out of college, starting our lives as adults. And he goes, well, I remember this bank out in this little town right next to Luby's, which is now the Bone Collector barbecue place. It's been closed for like at that point 5, 6 years now. And he says, what kind of movie? Well, I told him what kind of movie. It was a bank heist movie, and he brought it up. And then we drove down here to look at it one day. And
Who's
I
he that you're talking about?
my friend, his name is Zach Hurt. And he had a roommate that lived, I think, down for was it Galesburg, something like that. Drove through here back and forth all the time. So he just always remembered the bank location. And after all this time, I finally got permission by the guy who owns the building now, and very graciously let me shoot here. I mean, of course, I had to cut a check for him.
Well, of course,
of course.
And
So,
then,
and it, which he graciously accepted.
Tell me a little bit about Paper Plates. What's it about?
Paper Plates is an old-fashioned bank heist movie. And originally, I wanted to make a Western, something, kind of isolated desert town kind of stuff, heroes rising to the circumstance out of a bad situation. But again, I didn't have any money. I have no budget, really. So I just, instead of outward action, I turn it inside. And what it ended up becoming was just a very poor man's version of Dog Day Afternoon. That's Paper Plates in a nutshell.
And this is your first movie then?
This is my first movie, yes.
And where are you going to submit it?
I want to sit. Well, the movie itself is really influenced by my upbringing here in the Midwest. It's very influenced and flavored by the Midwest, by attitudes and personalities and just the air of the Midwest, especially in the heat of summer. So I want to try and submit it into regional film festivals around the Midwest first. And hit up the big cities like in St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, Des Moines, Minneapolis, and all those places, just to gauge a reaction. If it goes well, then I'll try sending out to other places. But if not, then this will just be buried with the other mounds of crap that no-name movie makers make locally.